Unit 8. Back to the Future. Sometimes the road to the future leads through the past. Such was the case for Americans Scott and Brennan Olson, who used an old idea to launch one of today's hottest new trends, inline roller skating. In 1979, the siblings found a pair of antique roller skates while checking out bargains at a used sporting goods store. These skates had four wheels in a single row instead of the traditional parallel pairs in front and back. This intrigued the Olsons. They were avid hockey players and immediately noticed the similarity between the inline wheels and the long single blade on the bottom of their ice skates. Could these unusual skates somehow be used to practice hockey off the ice? The Olsons set about trying to modify the design of the antique skates that they had found. They used special materials to make the skates stronger and easier to steer, and also gave them reliable brakes. In 1980, the Olsons founded a company called Rollerblade to make and sell their new invention. Sales skyrocketed, and soon millions of people worldwide were rollerblading, as inline skating was mistakenly called. At first, inline skating was recreational. People enjoyed skating in parks and on streets, and even danced on skates at giant roller discos. Today, inline group skates are popular all over the world. In cities such as San Francisco, Paris, and Berlin, as many as 20,000 skaters meet on a Friday or Saturday night and skate together through the streets. They say it is a great way to exercise and socialize. By the mid-1990s, inline skating had also developed into several competitive sports. One of the most popular is aggressive skating. This includes performing tricks and jumping over objects such as boxes, ramps, and rails. Other kinds of competitive skating include speed skating, artistic skating, downhill racing, and skating marathons. And what about hockey? Well, the Olsons achieved their goal. Inline hockey leagues sprang up almost immediately. In 1999, inline hockey joined the lineup at the Pan American Games. There are rumors that it will soon become part of the Summer Olympics.